You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Joy 94.9. Now, Tea Leaves is a memoir by Jim Mason and is about the time looking after her mother in the last months of her life. A lovely story about life and love and how we are what our parents make us. We talk to talk about her book on the line from Philadelphia in the USA. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Janet Mason. Good morning, Janet.
Well, thank you, Gordon. It's great to be here.
Oh, that's good. Now, Janet, your book, it's a very personal one. Did you have much trouble writing it? By that I mean with the emotional side of it?
I actually did have trouble writing it, and I wrote the book right after my mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So within the first 5 years, I did the most of the work on the book. I think it was kind of a process. You know, I think it helped my grieving process. But I remember at the time, it did seem like it was a bit much in terms of processing my mother's life. But at the same time, I look back now, and some time has passed, I couldn't possibly remember everything. So I'm glad I wrote it down when I did.
Good. Very good artist as well, from what the book says. You know, how art was not to be thought to make any money, so she sort of was told not to do it, basically, wasn't she?
She was. And her mother, my grandmother, had a favorite saying, that art does not put food on the table.
Mm.
And what was left was a painting of Bristol, England, on her one trip abroad. She went to England, and she took a bus tour about 4 years after her mother had died.
Mm-hmm.
It was not painted. There were just lines, and they were black and white, and there were the names of the colors were inside the lines. So I always thought that writing Tea Leaves was my way of finishing that painting.
It's a shame like that, because when you've got a talent for that sort of thing, you know, it's very hard when you sort of are told not to do it, because it's like almost cutting off one of your hands, because obviously she had a talent for drawing and painting.
Fine.
When I was reading this, I felt that this would have made a very good play of relationships. Yeah, relationships between a mother and daughter, a two-hander. I thought this would have been a very, very interesting play to make into a play. It's there's so much human nature and relationships in it, you know. It was just lovely the way it's done, you know. And I thought,
yeah,
I reckon that could be a play. Just my thought.
Well, that's a great idea, actually. I hadn't thought of that, because, you know, I was very swept up in the
book
presentation.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a lot of conversation in the book, and I think that would lend itself to a play format also.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great conversation book between you and your mother, and I just felt that it would go very well on stage if you could get somebody to look at it. I found that it's, sitting with somebody like that while they're passing away is a great privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege
to
sit with your mother, because she brought you into the world and she nurtured you and all the rest of it, and I think it's the privilege of us as we get older to look after our parents.
It is a privilege, do it properly. Yeah.
And a lot of people don't do it. A lot of people find it very difficult to look after their aging parents. They put them away in a nursing home or something rather than forget about them, you know, and that always makes
I guess it's because people are afraid of their own mortality.
I guess so.
And that when you take care of a parent, you're looking at your own future, basically.
Basically you are, yeah, because as I mentioned to you, I sat with my mother while she died and held her hand, and it was the most wonderful thing that I think I ever did. You know, I was there to support her while she was on a journey, you know, and it's a journey that we're all going to have to take. Yeah, so
it's a journey. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's an unknown journey, because we don't know what the result is, because nobody's ever come back to tell us what it is. But it's still. Now, the other thing that interested me was your relationship with Barbara. You know, I would have liked to have had her a bit more in the story, because she sounds like a very lovely, grounded lady.
Yeah, she is very grounded. That's a great description of her. I think I put more in her in the revising of the story, but I have gotten that feedback that I could even have put more in the book about her. But I did talk in the end about the fact that we're both connected to our parents, our mothers in particular. That kind of brought us together as a couple, because we really understood. She understood eventually when I had to take care, you know, when I went to take care of my mother, when I spent a lot of time there. And I understood at the end of her mother's life, when her parents lived further away.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood when she had to go out there and make arrangements and so forth. And and be with her mother a lot.
Yeah.
A lot more than I was.
It's always, I don't know whether because we're gay people that it falls on us to do it sometimes.
I have found that in talking to people that it's quite common. And in fact, the senior, I think it's called SAGE, the Senior Action in a Gay Environment used to be. And now it's a senior advocacy in a GLBT environment. They have some kind of statistic out that LGBT people in midlife are more likely to be, or like 36% of them are likely to be caretaking elderly parents.
Yeah.
And also I found that just in talking to people, that is quite a common experience. In fact, one woman I was talking to mentioned that she has 4 siblings. She had a career. She had kids of her own. But when her mother became ill, she's a lesbian. Mm. And when her mother became ill, she was the one who showed up and took care of things. And I find that does happen frequently.
It must be something about the mother-daughter relationship that sort of brings that forward, that makes the gay person sort of think, yes, I've got to look after this, after mother.
I know that there are some vital pressures that the gay child, and this is true with my partner's brother, he was the primary caretaker of his parents, and unfortunately he died first. But it happens frequently that society sees you as not having a family of your own, especially if you don't have a partner, greater likelihood that you're not going to have children. So they see you as more available. However, even when that's not the case, it frequently happens that gay people are the ones who kind of show up and take care of things. Maybe just kind of some kind of spiritual connection that people have with the parents.
But often the other siblings have got families of their own with children and they haven't got the time to do it or something or other, so it falls on the actual single person that is supposed to have the time, even though you're in a relationship of your own, you know, it sort of falls on you to do it. I don't know whether it's fair or unfair, but I don't mind. I sat with my mother, but that's the way of life, I guess. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But
I didn't resent taking care of my mother at all. As the way it turned out, I'm an only child, so there wasn't really any sibling to help me or for them to step in or anything like that. And I didn't really, tell you the truth, I didn't really think about it. I just kind of went to her side.
That's exactly right. That's what we do. You know, it's what we should do for our parents, because they bring us into the world, they nurture us and they teach us and all the rest of us. So when the time comes, we've got to look after them as well. It's been lovely talking to you. Thank you very much for giving us up your time to be here on Joy 94.9. If you ever get another book going, I would like to be able to read it. I find your style of writing is very, very interesting. It's really lovely.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Gordon, and thanks for having me on the show.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB TIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.